The Ace and TJ podcast and radio show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ family stream on the Ace and TJ family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ family shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ family shorts anytime, every day.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com. Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little extra.
With a little extra.
Uncensored, unedited,
and almost uninterrupted.
Get ready for the most extra podcast known to man. The Ace and TJ Show presents the Extra Funny Podcast.
Hey, if you're in a committed relationship and you and your significant other have just little quirky things that get on each other's nerves, you need to put the small stuff aside, because you could have real problems. Like Tech D Rob and his girlfriend Meredith are having. I didn't even ask if you wanted to talk about this or not, Rob, but I mean, do you mind talking about the hot dog situation?
Yeah, it's fine.
The hot dog situation.
Yep. Yeah. Now, we know that they do a lot of things that we say, there's no way that most women would put up with that, or most men would deal with this or that, you know, that kind of thing when it comes to them. But I think this is a breaking point.
I agree.
So what happened?
So if you remember last week, I told you that I accidentally bought hot dog buns instead of hamburger buns. So the last I knew, there were six hot dog buns left. So I went to the grocery store and got an 8-pack of hot dogs. I was like, maybe I'll just like cut up the other two and put them in some mac and cheese or something. I don't know. But then I got home and I looked in the hot dog bun bag and there were only four. So at some point, someone other than myself ate two hot dog buns without hot dogs. And I don't know. I guess it had to be Meredith, but I'm guessing she used it to feed the dog their pills. But we had other bread in there that she had purchased that she could have used for that.
It would make sense to go the other way though and use the weenies to feed dogs their pills rather than an entire hot dog bun for each.
I agree, but I don't think the hot dogs were there at the time.
Oh, okay.
I just picked those up.
Wow.
So
now you've got a number that doesn't match. You've got eight weenies and four buns.
Right, and I'm never going to have enough buns for my weenies.
Yeah, you'll never get it squared away again unless you go buy more weenies and more buns and then whittle the weenies down to the bun size, right?
You go double weenie.
Yeah.
I that ain't going to fit in a bun, is it?
Yeah, that's going to...
That, double weenie. Yeah,
two weenies on one bun is just... I mean, that would stretch the bun all about.
Have you confronted Meredith at all about this,
Rob? All I did was ask, did you have two hot dog buns? And she said yes.
Oh.
And nothing followed that?
No, because I figured I'd talk to her when she got home.
You stormed out.
Oh, so figure you'd give her comeuppance when she gets home?
Because she's out of town, and she was out of town since Saturday morning. So
that's another thing. You said she left for a baby shower early Saturday morning, and she's still not home?
Well, she went up to hang out with her friends because she knew she was off today.
Okay. But that for Dr. Martin Luther the King
that's
Day.
That's right. She had the day off.
So that was the impetus of the reason.
Out of curiosity, do you know where she is?
It was Raleigh.
Yeah. Okay. So you do know where she is this time. Okay.
It's in my calendar. That's the only reason.
Okay. So what do you think? She just, if she didn't feed the hot dog buns to the dogs, she would have just eaten two plain hot dog buns?
I don't think so, because
I could do that if they're soft. It'd be easy to
and
do.
These were Hawaiian. The Hawaiian.
They're
really good. Mm-hmm. But she, I don't know if I told you this before, but when she made that chicken dish, that she used I had a couple hamburger buns left, and I had hot dog buns. I used two hot dog buns. She used a hamburger bun.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe with those leftovers, she
could have
used hot dogs. I don't know.
But I'm with TJ though. If she's with the bread situation, especially knowing that they're super soft Hawaiian hot dog buns, mm-hmm. don't use those to give medicine to the dogs.
I agree. I was like, why are you wasting the good stuff on them?
Yeah. So all you're asking for is a little communication, Rob, right? She should have told you that she ate two of the buns.
I did say when she responded yes to did you use some hot dog buns, I said, damn, wish you would have told me. I bought hot dogs, but no more buns.
Damn, shouted.
But no more buns. You still got four buns.
But I mean, I didn't buy more buns is what I was saying. I had assumed I was closer to it.
So,
it was two.
I mean, but when you got ready to eat hot dogs, were you going to eat more than four?
No. But
you can pick some up the next day.
So sure. It's not the point, okay?
No. What are you, crazy? Definitely not.
What's the problem?
I don't have enough hot dogs.
It sounds like you're trivializing my issues here.
No. I'm just trying to find a solution that you could have gone to the store the next day or whatever.
Solution is she needs to stop touching my shit.
So the buns are your shit.
Yeah, I bought them. I bought hamburger buns, what I thought were hamburger buns for me, and I was gonna use. I was gonna allow her to use those.
But, you were gonna share,
but okay. When I found out it was hot dog buns, and we didn't have anything else that would go on hot dog buns, I assumed.
What do you mean? You both live in that. You're in a relationship together. You're going to allow her to use your hot dog buns or whatever. That's
because we barely ever eat together.
Yeah.
So,
and I
so
always
what?
Find that to be best in a relationship.
If you've never spent time together, eating together.
We barely eat together, so we each get our own separate foods. We don't share any foods in the house.
Do you barely eat together on the weekends too, Rob?
Sometimes we go to lunch together. That's about it, though.
What do you do? I say Saturday night dinner. What are the two of you doing that you're not eating together?
I'm fixing something I got at the house, and maybe she's doing the same thing.
Yeah, just fend for yourself kind of thing.
Yeah. That's what we do.
Unless you're going to get chicken critters, and then you know y'all get all dressed up for that.
If you're hanging out at the house together on a Saturday night, you're just fixing whatever, she's fixing whatever. Are you spending time like in the room watching a movie or something together, or are you she doing her thing and you're in your office playing video games?
She's in bed starting at like noon watching TV if she's home by herself, but she's rarely ever home on the weekends.
Yeah.
She doesn't like to be sitting around, which I do. So.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, it doesn't sound like there's any sitting around. It's lying around.
It's true.
You know, both of y'all, if you're in the house, you're in a reclined position.
That's true. She gets into bed pretty quick.
No one's out.
You just can't be inside of your house without, laying down.
Okay, Rob, let's be serious for a minute. Now, realistically, it's a Saturday, a rare Saturday that she has nothing to do. And what time, typically, would she get in the bed for the evening? Like I'm now in the bed for the rest of the night or whatever.
I think if she wasn't going out to anywhere that in the day, she would be in bed almost all day.
Okay.
Because that's where she doesn't like watching TV in the living room. She likes to watch it in bed.
Mm-hmm.
And when you say in bed, she would be like dressed for bed.
Well, yeah, she's not going to change her clothing from the previous day unless she's showering or whatever.
So what is it about the living room that she doesn't like, about sitting in the living room?
I think it's the couch that she bought that she doesn't like anymore. So
mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Can I go back one second about the dinner thing?
Yeah.
The last two times we've heard that they dined together, what happened? Rob made quesadillas, but he screwed up and he got chicken thighs.
Right.
And she hates chicken thighs. She'll never eat chicken thighs. And then what happens the second time we heard about them dining together? She sends him. She's like, I'm going to finish the dinner. If you could just go pick up hamburger buns, it will be great. And he brings back hot dog buns. He's either doing it subconsciously because he doesn't want to dine with her, or she's like, this is why we never eat together, because you just ruin everything.
No, those buns were not bought for this dinner. I bought those for myself the previous day. But then she asked if we could use them for that dinner. I said, that's fine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So... There goes that theory, Dr. Riggins.
I guess so.
Mm-hmm. But
it never goes right.
No. But she hates the living room. That's another thing.
I don't understand it, but that's she might be in there maybe an hour a day if she's like playing with the dogs or something out there, but she does not like to be in the living room.
Otherwise, in her pajamas in the bed doing whatever.
Yep.
You know, she feels like doing.
That is correct.
Wow.
Did you say, Rob, just to make sure I understand you correctly, let's say it's a Saturday, she has nothing to do, nowhere to go, anything like that, which you said is rare. But so when she goes to bed on a Friday night, would she wake up Saturday and just spend all day staying in bed watching TV and then stay in there until she went to sleep?
She'd probably get up and do some cleaning because she likes to clean almost every day.
Yeah.
And then she would go back to bed, maybe take a nap in the middle of the day.
That sounds like a yeah. great day. That's
not the wrong right. But if there's a blizzard.
Yeah.
But I mean, she's very active. She goes and does a lot. So if she just wanted to take a day and just chill in the bed and watch TV, good for her. That's awesome.
Again, she wouldn't do that because she gets stir crazy if she's sitting around the house.
Okay.
Unless it's like after 5 o'clock, then she's good to stay home and watch TV for the rest of the day.
And then there's Rob, who hates to leave the house.
Why would you want to leave the house? Yeah.
So you didn't hang out with your Dungeons and Dragons friends at all this weekend?
I did because she was gone on Saturday.
What is it? I mean, if she is at home, y'all aren't hanging out together, are you?
Well, sometimes I
you go get in the bed with her, watch TV.
Well, I don't watch the TV because she's always watching stupid shit. So
yeah. Two ships passing in the night.
Mm-hmm.
She likes that stuff like you like murders and shit. I don't like that.
Yeah,
I don't like real life stuff.
So what do you do when you get it? When you lay in the bed with her while she's watching TV, what do you do?
I get on my phone or
okay.
I mean, she's not gonna turn the TV off until her show's done.
Mm-hmm.
She's watching Gypsy Rose right now.
It's good though. The Confessions from Prison.
I think so. Yeah. Whatever's on Lifetime is it?
Yeah,
whatever?
Yeah. We watched some of that. That's over good. Saturday.
Yeah, it's better than her usual fare. I'll give it that.
Mm-hmm. But she doesn't, you know, really want to sit around watching fantasy stuff like the Hulk and all that.
Yeah, she's not into fiction like I am.
Okay. Well, who is?
You know. I guess that's 100% fair.
Who is?
I got to go to a baby shower. I'll be back in 3 days.
No, that's the thing. You know, I'm leaving for that shower early Saturday morning, so I'll see you Tuesday.
But how about us all being surprised? Like, oh, it's okay. So this time you know, at least you know where she is. Well, you know the city mm-hmm. she's in this time.
Yeah.
I do also know that she is currently sick with food poisoning, I think. So.
Oh, man.
It may be not today that she comes home.
Oh, so now I bet you feel guilty for wishing that on her for eating your hot dog buns.
I did not wish that on her. Don't you say that.
What did she have that gave her? Does she know?
No, she hasn't said.
Something from the baby shower, though, obviously, because it must have been on. Was the baby shower Sunday?
Yeah, it was yesterday. And
then
I think she was at a bar last night, so it may have been some bar food or something.
Hey, was this a baby shower where the women kind of get, you know, not dressed up, but dressier when they kind of a little...
I don't know.
You don't know?
I really don't know. I saw a picture from it yesterday, but I don't remember the picture. I can't tell you anything about it, to be honest.
He's blind with rage over the hot dog buns.
I'm trying to see if I can spot my hot dog buns in this picture.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little something extra. This is the Extra Funny Podcast. More next.
Now you can watch or listen to the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show commercial-free by subscribing to Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Prime Plus gives you exclusive content, early invitations to Ace and TJ events, and the commercial-free version of the Ace and TJ Show. Sign up today at acetj.com or through the Ace and TJ family app.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com. Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com. It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt.
More than just a little funny. This is Extra Funny. This is the Ace and TJ Show's Extra Funny Podcast.
I got a mouthful of grapes. Some of the grapes. Juicy.
I had some grapes over the weekend. They were delicious.
If you are a lady and you are not being sassified sexually, but you just don't have the money to go out and buy expensive toys,
call me.
you may want to take a trip to Oklahoma City, because somewhere near Oklahoma City, somebody's been using a drone to drop and attach sex toys to streetlights and other hard-to-reach spots.
Why?
The first sighting was last Wednesday when someone called the cops about an adult toy stuck to the top of a traffic light. The person also put one on a water tower and stuck another one to the side of a Walmart. Sounds like it's mainly happening in a suburb of Oklahoma City called Moore. Moore. And the police are not amused, it says. They put out a statement saying the Moore Police Department does not condone the actions of this individual and finds the prank inappropriate. They're trying to figure out who's doing it and whether to arrest them or just issue a fine. But I'm guessing that if you find them, and you'd probably get to keep them.
Yeah.
You know,
finders keepers.
You have an adult toy scavenger hunt out there.
Would you use that?
No. Well, I mean, run it through the dishwasher or the car wash or something.
It's probably got glue on it.
I just picture that it, I don't know how a drone works that could attach something like that, but I didn't know if it had the suction on the end of it, you know.
Sure, everybody knows that. The suction cup on the end.
You know.
Yeah, I picture them just putting a bunch of glue on it. I'm like, how do you make it stick to a water tower without? Yeah, I mean, a drone is just floating there, so I picture it hanging from like a fishing line or something, and glue on the bottom, and then just release it.
There's a way to release the latch or something.
And just, but the one I'm trying to find the picture of the one that I saw.
Yeah, let me see if I can look at
it. They're does, D does.
But it looks like it was placed, you know, as it was supposed to go, you know, not just slung up there and oh, it happened to stick.
Yeah, right side up.
Mm-hmm. So this is what it looks like.
Yeah, one of them is stuck just between two red lights on a pole. It's
incredible. I mean, the precision it takes.
Yeah, what work there. From the pilot? I mean, that's good quality work from the drone pilot. Great.
I love that the police department's like, we don't condone it. Well, thank God. We thought it was hysterical. We are in favor of this kind of shenanigans.
Now, but on the water tower, you would never even know that's there.
No.
If you're driving by, you would never, I don't think you would ever even notice it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the one on the, light posts and all.
Plain
as
day.
Pretty, pretty big.
Yeah, I saw that one.
It's impressive.
Mm-hmm.
You're not wrong.
I guess they wouldn't want people climbing up there and trying to take it.
And there is some precision involved in getting that. You're right about
He's like Banksy, but with dildos. Dongs, excuse me. Those aren't dildos.
Yeah. And this post on X says, who threw a dildo on top of Walmart on 19th?
He's got an eagle eye.
This person says, someone is using a drone to stick dildos on buildings in Moore, Oklahoma, and I am so here for it.
Yes. It's probably the most exciting thing that's happened in Moore, Oklahoma in a long time.
Yeah, but you don't want to be driving down the road with your kids in the car and see that.
No, come on. Don't. Trash. It's just trash.
Just say it's a bird.
People do have to learn to lie to their kids more. What am I supposed to tell my kids? You tell them it's a you lie.
Yeah.
You tell them something else. You tell them anything.
It's a big old dildo, Tommy.
That's right. You know what that's
used? And it ain't right. It is not okay.
Not okay, Tommy, because that's used by women. And you know.
Yeah.
This time I tell you what a dildo is.
Yeah, you lie.
And it's got the balls, too.
It's disgusting.
And they're all rainbow colored, so I wonder how much those cost.
Yeah, I mean, your budget for Dido's is through the roof now.
Yeah.
You've gone through three of them.
You think they got ones that shake and vibrate or whatever so it makes more noise? Because you're outside your...
I don't know. I think you keep your overhead as cheap as possible if you're just going to be sticking them on light poles.
The cheap ones?
Come on.
I think they done poisoned our water system.
Yeah.
Putting that up there on the water tower. Mm-hmm.
That filth, they're going to have to sandblast the whole tower now and repaint it.
Yeah. They put it on the water tower. That's kind of funny.
The water has greatly increased my sexual urges.
Yeah, I never even wanted it.
But when they put that dildo up there, oh, damn.
But if there's a sex shop in Moore, Oklahoma, I'm sure they got a visit from the police.
Yeah.
They're like, has anybody been in here buying like a lot of these? Yeah. In the last, I don't know, 3 months or so?
Can we check your security
footage? Hang on to see if there's a...
Guys coming.
We do have one guy who buys it in bulk every day. I didn't think that was weird.
He said they was for his mama and his wife.
Oklahoma. Matter of fact, there are three in Moore, Oklahoma.
It's right next to Oklahoma City.
Yeah, I was just saying, take it back. That's Oklahoma City, but okay, so they're right there.
Mm-mm-mm.
Yeah. You've got Romantix, T-I-X, Sinful Pleasures, and Christie's Toy Box in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. So,
Christie's.
So there's not one directly in Moore?
No, but Moore appears to be, like TJ said, a suburb of Oklahoma City.
Yeah. They got three damn Walmarts in Moore, though.
Wow. That's why that guy had to stipulate Walmart on 19th.
Damn. Which one?
Damn.
But we got two in our little suburb.
That's true. At least one of these is the neighborhood market one.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. What is the, I'm looking at.
I don't want to tell people about that other one because I don't want them going.
Moore, Oklahoma population. Damn, they keep asking me for one. 63,000.
Yeah, I mean, that's bigger than the.
Absolutely.
The town that we started our radio career in.
Yeah, most of the roads there look like they're like neighborhoods.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny though. I mean, they said they're going to find them, or maybe just maybe find them.
Yeah, they got to find them first.
Yeah,
I don't know what I guess like the same charge you would give somebody for defacing property or whatever. Yeah. I think it would be more of a littering charge, since it's not a permanent thing, like graffiti or something.
Make an example out of them. Make them take them all down. With his mouth or something.
See, and I think that's what ought to happen with graffiti artists too.
Make an example.
Yeah, like that Banksy. They should have, if they would have snatched him up and give him a little jail time for defacing private property or whatever, then gone out there and made him just paint over it. While there's an armed guard on a horse, sitting there.
I just knew you were going to say, and hit him in the eyes with some spray paint.
He wouldn't be doing that all the time. He'd have stopped that mess a long time ago and made something out of himself. That Banksy.
I'm the Banksy of Moore, Oklahoma.
Y'all seen that dildo up on that Walmart? I did that. That was me.
I could have gone with any color, but I went with the rainbow. All the colors. I didn't do it saying that I'm gay. I just did it because I wanted all the colors of the rainbow.
I couldn't pick between red and orange, so I just went with all of them.
And y'all are assuming that it's a guy doing that. That's could be true, a woman. Right. Yeah. Who has more more of those in their possession, men or women? Women are far more likely to have dildos than men's are.
And if you're buying them in bulk, you might not even get some weird eyes on you.
Yeah.
I just need a whole bunch of women. He needs a whole bunch of dildos.
Yeah, you know, they buy it through Amazon now. So it just gets delivered.
You're the Amazon person boxing that up. You're like, what in the hell is going on?
I say this suspect is a woman. That's who they need to be looking for. A woman drone pilot. Dropping dildonts all over the place.
Well, they got an airport over there. Maybe they should check out there who's got a pilot's license. A drone pilot's license.
Yeah.
Don't you have to clear it with the FAA or something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure, though, that everybody that has a drone doesn't have a license.
That's probably true. Yeah.
Do you have to have it if you're just flying it around, you know, for your own amusement, like a model airplane or something?
I think it depends on how high you intend for it to go. Hmm. Like if it goes up a certain height, I think you do.
How high are you planning on flying this thing? All the way up to the top of a water tower, for example. How high is that Walmart over there on 19th?
There's more of the Extra Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ Show next.
Let's face it. These days, we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with Ace and the Meaningful Meeting Podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt. Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com. There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
More than just a little funny, more than just average funny, this is Extra Funny. It's the Extra Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ Show.
Riggins, how's your little hand? You need some ointment or something on it.
It's good. Just a little marks.
Yeah, you burnt the whole thing, not just your finger. You grabbed it.
I grabbed the handle of the whatchamacallit?
The skillet. Iron skillet.
Iron skillet.
What made that? Made you just weren't thinking and grabbed it?
Yeah. Just, I don't use that very often.
Mm-hmm. But it looked all blistered up and everything.
Yeah. Yeah. The finger is still a little red, but it's not bad.
Does it still hurt or no?
No.
Okay.
You didn't put butter on it, did you?
What?
Put butter.
Yeah, that's an old school remedy for when if you burn yourself, put butter on it.
Mm-hmm.
I never really understood that, so I never did it. Come to find out later, they said, yeah, if you do that, you're basically using your hand or wherever you burned as a cooking surface because you shouldn't put fat on a burn. Like that. So use ice or cold water or whatever.
Yeah.
Which would only make sense.
Yeah.
There were all kinds of things that old people would say do when we were kids. You know, like if you had a cut, put turpentine on it. What? That was the disinfectant, turpentine. Like, get the hell out of here. It's paint thinner. That's not putting that on there. But that's what they did for so many years. Oh, yeah, okay, when the life expectancy was 32. Because y'all out here putting turpentine on everything.
That's the reason why.
Mm-hmm.
You also hear put some dirt on it or whatever, rub some dirt in it.
Yeah.
Well, that's true.
And that's not smart.
There's a lot to be said for that philosophy that just rub some dirt on it, you'll be all
right. Is it? Is there? Yeah.
Well, when we would get hit with a baseball when I was growing up, they would just say, don't rub it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, be a man, don't rub it. If you rub it, it means you're a baby.
Yeah.
P word.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then you know, one kid, his dad was yelling that at him one day, and he goes, well, Dad, you rub it all the time. I've seen you.
Ooh.
No, I made that up.
I bet you did.
I made it up.
I hope so, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Good Lord.
Ace, did your parents ever make you do anything, or your grandparents, that you wasn't really sound advice in the medical
field? Not that I can remember. One of the first things, and I think this is though is pretty sound advice, is I got stung by a wasp, and my grandfather took one of his cigarettes and broke it open and put tobacco on it.
Yeah.
I remember thinking, what? But apparently that works.
Yeah, or tobacco spit or whatever.
And my dad always believed that pretty much anything you could put, what is that? Not hydrochloric acid. What is it? Hydrogen peroxide.
Or just peroxide.
Yeah. I think I got an ulcer in my mouth. Put some peroxide in your mouth and swish it around. Or if you had,
That used to be a wonder drug. Like,
yeah,
remember old people's teeth used to be really white all the time because they would gargle with it and rinse with it.
Or take God, what is it? It's clear. I'm trying to think of what I'm. It's not acid, of course. Alcohol, rubbing alcohol. My dad was like, take rubbing alcohol and put it on a cotton swab and put it on your face. That'll help keep your face clear.
Yeah, because it dries it out.
Yeah, it'll also dry that shit after it's flaking.
Now, you want pimples or you want dry, flaky skin? You got to choose.
But hydrogen peroxide was a go-to for my dad for everything.
Mine too. And then we also were pretty much in every case forbidden from wearing bandages or Band-Aids because you got to let air get to it to heal it. Get a little scab on it. But there's no scientific evidence that says that the tobacco spit and all that stuff works.
Yeah.
But it always felt like it took the sting out of it. And, you know, believe it or not, anytime I got stung by something as a kid, there was somebody within close proximity with a chew of tobacco of some sort in their mouth. Or if they didn't have it in their mouth, they had it in their pocket, and they would get them one real quick.
I can help.
And they also used to, like, make a paste out of washing powder.
I've never seen that.
Yeah. Now they make these things that are actual bee sting or wasp sting kits. Like, if you get stung, you just put this stuff on it. So you don't have to have somebody spitting tobacco on you or anything like that.
Oh, yeah. Here's some sting kill on Amazon.
Didn't you have a buddy that had a company, Ace, that did, they manufacture, or we had a client or something that manufactured some kind of a bee sting?
We had a client. We had years ago. We had a client that had a bee sting stick. Everybody said works great.
Maybe it's because of the, like, for cigarettes they have menthol, right? Some of them do.
Did your papa smoke menthols?
I've heard it, but the sting kill has menthol in it.
Yeah,
maybe. Let me look and see. He smoked Parliaments.
Yeah, I just know that. Found out that tobacco doesn't have any scientific proof of working. But then again, you know, what is science now that Fauci done ruined it? Fauci messed up science for everybody.
Science.
Can't take science serious no more.
I mean, he came out the other day and admitted that the 6-foot rule was just something he pulled out of his ass with the COVID.
He probably didn't say ass, though. Oh, I'm sorry, guys. I just pulled it straight out of my ass.
I pulled that out of my ass. I'm Dr. Fauci. I am science. Wear a mask because I said wear a mask. Don't question me. I'm the royal elf.
They said you probably don't want to use a menthol cigarette because that would burn.
But on this sting kill, it uses benzocaine and menthol. Those are the two active ingredients. Yeah.
But it says get the end of a cigarette good and wet, squeeze a bit of the juice out onto rub it on the sting, and it acts as an anesthetic. I don't remember what my grandfather did. I just remember I got stung by a yellow jacket or a wasp. Pretty bad. And he immediately because he had cigarettes on him 24/7, he just immediately broke out a cigarette and did something. And it felt like it made it better.
I got some wasp spray.
Oh, this stuff's endorsed by Coyote Peterson.
Oh, who's that?
He's the one who gets stung by all the stupid stuff.
Oh, let that bullet ant bite him or whatever, sting him.
I don't think this is helping with his bug bites, but
maybe it did.
I don't know.
That guy's an idiot.
He certainly is.
It's nerve, though. You know, you got to have nerve to sit there and let somebody put an ant on you that you know has the most painful sting of any insect, right?
It was one of the worst ones. He's since done ones that are considered to be worse, mm-hmm. but at the time it was the one they thought was the worst. Yes.
Yeah, because they call it a bullet ant because right. they say it feels like a bullet going into you when it stings you. And he's just like, yeah, let me see what it feels like.
Well, and you're watching these.
I agree.
He's shaky the whole time.
Well, take the death. I just Googled, does Coyote Peterson make a lot of money? Coyote Peterson's monthly income is estimated to be around $300,000, primarily generated through his successful YouTube channel, Brave Wilderness. They estimate he makes just over $3.5 million a year off his YouTube channel.
I assume he had a lot of money.
Damn it.
And that's what I was going to ask. Would you do all that kind of stuff if you knew that you were going to make that much money?
Yeah.
I would.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would do it in a heartbeat.
As long as it's not going to kill you, yeah.
But he's got to switch it up eventually. He's going to have to let the bullet ant like sting him on the asshole or something.
Yeah, or on the pee-pee.
On the tip of the machine.
Yeah, because once you get, you know, the worst, and you know what that feels like, then you got to keep raising the bar.
Yeah.
God,
I'm scrolling. Do something.
Yeah.
Scrolling through his YouTube, he's got like Black Widow spider things he's done, largest wasp in the USA.
But Rob, you said you would do that for that kind of money.
I wouldn't like it, but I mean, if I'm not going to die from it, I would do it.
Okay, well, what about having to do all the traveling that he does? That's the thing that would. I mean, you can take the stings, but can you take the travel?
I don't know. That is the worst part, I think.
Yeah, I agree.
He's having to go off into the jungles and stuff to find these things.
It's true.
Does he let snakes bite him at all?
I'm scrolling. I don't see a snake yet, but I think he does stuff with snakes, but doesn't let them bite him.
All right. Would you let a snake bite you?
No, I don't think so. That scares me worse than bugs.
Even a big old spider.
Spiders are bad too, but I think a snake's worse.
And it's not like he can say, okay, well, I had them. You saw me. I had them put the bullet ant on me, but it never stung me. I couldn't get it to sting me. So I guess we're done.
Yeah.
No, that's the thing. He has to get it to sting him because that's what the whole video is about, watching his reaction once he gets stung by a bullet ant.
There are a couple of these that say, will this thing sting me? So like, will this scorpion sting me is the name of this video that I'm looking at.
I'm looking at one about scorpions.
Yeah, I'm looking at one right now that says
things he's been stung by.
Stung by a stonefish.
Oh, God.
He's in Australia. The stonefish is the most painful sting on Earth, he says.
I love their bang bang shrimp, though. you've been to stonefish?
Delicious.
Oof.
Winter white cosmic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Look at this crazy. So they're trying to catch a stonefish exclusively for the purpose of having it sting him, but they're showing, oh, it just stung him. Oh,
but he hasn't done a box jellyfish or anything like that that's so venomous, right? Because those can kill you so fast.
Yeah, I don't think he does venomous stuff.
So that bullet ant didn't put any venom in him at all?
I don't think they have venom. They just, it just hurts like hell.
God.
Well, yeah, this,
can you imagine getting like 10 of those on your leg like fire ants?
Good Lord. He's also done stung by the world's most painful plant sting. I didn't even know that was a thing.
But you know what? He doesn't have a drop in the bucket money that Mr. Beast has.
I know. Mr. Beast is doing stupid shit like this.
And Mr. Beast, he's helping people out there. He's being a good Christian boy.
How did Mr. Beast make so much money?
I think it's just because his videos were like he has wild concepts. And people just really like him. Like the last one he did was he buried himself alive and then had to get out on his own. I don't know if he had to get out on his own or whatever, but he buried himself alive for the last video. So,
well, I'd rather get stung by the bullet ant, I think. I could take that easier, I believe, than being buried alive.
And then there was another one he did where he was in solitary for a week or maybe it was 2 weeks. Like he didn't talk to anybody.
I could do that.
Oh, when he did that, I was like, that sounds great, Mr. Beast.
But does he get to move around and stuff, or is he in a small cell?
They put him in like a padded room.
Okay. But he didn't have TV or anything?
No, nothing.
Oh. See, that would be harder.
Yeah.
Immeasurably
harder. There we go.
Oh. I mean, I could go and not have physical contact with anybody and not talk. But
didn't know I couldn't have TV.
Yeah, I didn't know that was one. I mean, that's barbaric.
That's one of the things you find out once you're in there. Like, whoa, hold on, guys. Hang on a second. I thought there was no, what do you mean there's no TV in
there? I mean, I'm all good to be in a straitjacket, but at least give me the TV.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little something extra. This is the Extra Funny Podcast.
TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Join us live on Facebook each Tuesday night at 7 for the Ace and TJ Experience. Brought to you by Lost Worlds Brewing. With locations in Charlotte and Cornelius, find out more at lostworldsbeer.com. That's lostworldsbeer.com. Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt. Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com. There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at LostWorldsBeer.com.